Of course, it's Black Maternal Health Week, but to us all the time, Black mamas matter every single day. And on the line, we have our good friend, Dr. Sharla Smith with the Kansas Birth Equity Network, because this weekend is a special event focused on maternal health. How you doing today, Doc?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Tell us about, first, the Kansas Birth Equity Network, for those who may not be aware, and this weekend, the event, Keeping Our Families Safe.
Yes, the Kansas Birth Equity Network is a network that engages diverse stakeholders, meaning what people do in the community to create solutions for Black maternal, paternal, and infant health, looking at the entire family through training, policy, education, research, and healthcare. And this Saturday, we are having our Black Maternal Health Week event, and it is focused on keeping our families safe. The number one cause for maternal mortality is mental health, which includes suicide, homicide, substance abuse. And we want to focus on the number one cause of maternal mortality in our in our state, as well as highlight how do we work together collectively to keep our families safe. We're featuring the keynote speaker, Chanel Dupree, who's executive director and co-founder of the Racial Equity Collaborative. She's also an attorney and the DA's wife. We're featuring panelists to talk about how they have put resources in place to keep our families safe. This is a free event that includes swag, vendors, prizes for parents, community resources, free lunch, and free daycare provided by a licensed daycare provider.
Yes, we like that.
Definitely. Yeah, so parents can be present during the presentation. April 19th from 10:30 to 2 p.m. at KCKCC Technical Education Center. We hope to see you guys there. It's free to register. So please go on our Facebook page or our website and sign up for free for this event.
And I think, Dr. Sharla, it's so important right now as we see the current administration trying to pretty much snatch away anything that has to do with equity. But one thing we cannot afford to lose is the birth equity rights of our mamas, our daughters, our sons. And so the Kansas Birth Equity, the fact that you all are able to connect and have community resources that are standing against that in such a perilous time, we support your work in that. And how can we continue to do so? Even for those of us who might be through having children, girl, I'm done, so I have a grandbaby. Yeah, that'd be the next baby I hold.
I have one too, but continue to elevate the work, be a part of the work. It is now more important than ever for people to participate in the Kansas Birth Equity Network. I'm grateful for the University of Kansas Medical Center that is allowing us to keep doing the work despite what's happening nationally, and supporting the work of Black parents, because we know that Black parents matter, and we just cannot stop. Because our maternal mortality rate has increased by over 27%. And so we have to keep the work going, regardless of what we call it. Our mothers, our families matter, and we must do the work. So keep elevating the work, keep having conversations, keep inviting us. We're so grateful for you at Hot 103 Jams for continuing to highlight our work, but keep inviting us so we can pack the house so that they know that this work is needed and we cannot stop.
Definitely, and we will not stop. So, keeping our families safe, 10:30 a.m. till 2 p.m., KCKCC Technical Education Center, 6565 State Avenue, this Saturday, 10:30 a.m. till 2 p.m., and look for the Kansas Birth Equity on Facebook. We appreciate everything you do, Dr. Sharla. I will talk to you, sis, next go-round.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.